All right, family, thank you for joining us today. Our guest in the VIP circle. This business is right down the street from us. Very good brother. Be happy to join us today. My good friend, Idris Golden, is in the building from the Black Market Cannabis Company. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you, man?
Doing good. The name is unique itself. Black Market. What made you call it the Black Market?
Well, as you said before, I am locally from the community. So I've been in the marijuana industry for a long time, way before it was legal. And, I used to, do a lot of jail time because of it. I was on the opposite side of the law at the time.
Right.
But I did believe in my craft. I did believe in the medicinal, good things about the cannabis plant. So I was finding my way through that prohibition period. But that's what they call the weed market back in the day, the Black Market. So I wanted to take, all my experience and years of dealing with the product here in our community and bring it from the dark side, to the legal side out in front. So we call it the Black Market. It's no longer legal, illegal. We don't have to run and hide and duck. And it was a blessing for me because I kind of felt that it was, a blessing for me to be able to still do now what I was going to jail for and make a living off of it. So it was just a blessing.
Wow, that's good to hear, man. Is it still the same? Is it still strong like that street stuff, man?
Even stronger. yeah, that's why we call it the Black Market, man. I got my prices are better than street prices. The product is better than some of the street product. So, a lot of folks, they don't have to go and get their medicine out in the street and not knowing what it is, not having it tested, not knowing exactly what they're buying. I think the legal move was a great move for people who want to know what they're buying and not mess around and buy something that could potentially harm them.
Because you hear a lot about stuff getting laced up in the streets. That's not happening in the industry, is it?
No, because we under strict regulations, man. We've been guarded just like tobacco, alcohol. We go through some strict regulations, man. I deal with the CRA, which is in the street, probably was WeMat back then, but I work with the CRA closely, and we got to go through a lot of stuff. We have to have our product tested. It's a lot of red tape we got to go through. So it's really good for the people because you know that your stuff is tested. You're not inhaling mold, mildews, any bug infestations. and a lot of the stuff that we were buying had that stuff in it because there was just no way to test it. And as to me being a grower myself, I know that you can easily produce some product with mold and fungus in it and you not know it.
Okay. Wow. That's something, man. You see, you're educating me. You're educating me on that.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm a novice when it comes to that game, but Big Rob turned me on to some gummy bears if I can't sleep.
yeah. And here's the thing that, the biggest misconception about marijuana is that it's a drug. It's a drug, but not in the sense of that people used to. There's very good medicinal usages to it. I got folks coming in all the time that's having a problem with insomnia, not being able to focus, aches and pains. Me personally, I had an injury and I had to get some screws in my leg. And I was taking the prescribed medications, man. I started getting addicted to them, bro. I was waking up in the middle of the night looking for them.
Oh, wow.
And I started supplementing the cannabis plant, medicine from the cannabis with the pharmaceutical drugs. And I was able to get off of it and still, feel better and be healthy. So there's a big misconception with it. I encourage anybody that's taking a prescribed medication to please take a look at it. Because you do not have the downsides that the pills and the other stuff that the doctors give you. And I'm not, saying that people may not need that stuff. All right. I'm saying is what we're providing is natural.
So if you got high blood pressure, do you have something for that?
Yes, of course. And obviously, the best thing to do with high blood pressure, as we know, is to eat, drink a lot of water, but right. a lot of side effects from high blood pressure also. And that's where the cannabis comes in at. You know, you don't have to smoke it. We have edibles and gummies. We have sprays you can spray in your mouth. There's droplets. There's so many different forms. You can get it in a syrup form, or you can mix it in Kool-Aid or something. There's so many different ways that you can medicate and still be nice and clean and healthy and not have a smell.
Wow. Wow. How long have you guys been in business down the street from us?
The store opened up in August. But really what we do is grow. We got a grow facility called Green Room Gardens, LLC. Again, I've been growing, man. I did time for it. And when I got out, I took a trip to L.A., man, years ago. And it blew my mind that I had been going in and out of jail for growing marijuana. And I was in some of these guys' backyards, and it was just wide open. Like, I couldn't believe it. It messed my head up. So when I got back to Michigan, I was on a mission. And that's why I kept going to jail, because I saw how far ahead California was. And I just knew that one day we'd catch up. So yeah. I stayed in, and I took the licks, took the jail time, you know, everything that came with it. And I thank God that I'm here now to still do, you know, follow through with the plan.
Well, I remember visiting D1, Dwayne Swingler, decades ago.
My buddy, man. Yeah. He was out there doing his thing, man. And it was still fresh. The feds were still, you know, bothering him a lot. Obviously, we light years later from that. Right. They've tuned in a lot. A lot of people understand more. So they, you know, it's a way looser now than it was when he was opened up. But yeah, he was one of the guys I used to go out, check out his shop, go right. meet with growers, you know, try to understand what I was getting into first. But yeah, wow. man, we've been down, actually the grow facility's been down the street about 2 years now.
Okay.
And the store that we opened up right next door to the grow has been open since August.
Wow. All right. If you're listening to us on radio, Idris Golden's in the studio. We're talking about the Black Market Cannabis Company. Black owned, right?
Yes, sir. Black owned, community owned. Also, you know, actually, man, I got, you know, friends and family from all, you know, walks of life, man, that believed in our dream, man, and they invested with us. So it's a community business for sure. There's no big money behind us. We went in and did all the building ourselves. We do all the growing ourselves. We did most of the paperwork ourselves, all the investigative work. You know, we actually been in it about 4 years. We were working on this while we were working our jobs, you know, me and Creighton.
So wow, that's good.
Yeah, we put a lot of work into it, but I fully understand it now. And the reason why I wanted to be out on the forefront with it is because I want to take what I learned and educate other folks so that they can get into the business and not have to need all these millions of dollars that the other big corporations have.
Wow. You know, so the Green Room, same company, different people or what? How'd that work?
Yep. Different people. Just the core, you know, of me, Creighton, Danny, you know, a few of my friends and family members. We all pitched in, man. And what it was, because we had been growing for so long and building our grow rooms, we knew that we can just take a little bit of money and go do a lot of work ourselves and just get open. You know, I think that's a problem with a lot of bigger companies. I know folks saying there's people closing every day, right. which is true. But if you coming in and overspending and spending way more money that you ought to be spending to build out, then of course you're going to be having those problems. We started small with barely enough to get open. So as other people were closing, we were still adding on pieces and growing. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Good business practice, man. I definitely can relate. The process of growing, how long do it take from a seed to a big plant?
If you pop the seed today, I'd say it probably take you about a good week and a half, maybe 2 weeks for that to get developed enough. You can veg it for about 2 weeks, and then it takes about 8 weeks of flower time. So about 4 months, man.
Wow. 4 months. So you gotta be patient.
Oh yeah, you got to be very patient. You got to be diligent. It's a lot of work. It's more work than raising a newborn baby, put it like that. Because they can't feed themselves. They can't, you know what I mean? All the stuff, right. The work has to be done by you. But it's very rewarding, man. It's actually therapeutic. When I started growing, it helped me. I had a lot of anxiety, and I got thyroid disease, and it's hyperactive. So I'm always trying to do something. I'm always moving. My mind is always working. And when I started growing, it was kind of like therapy for me, man. I've been through a lot of trauma in my past. So being able to grow and slow down and spend a lot of time with the plants and that whole environment, man, just changed, helped change my mentality and my attitude.
Wow. We got Idris Golden in the studio. If you're watching this on Facebook, you can make sure you like and share this video. It's on YouTube. It's on Twitter. Please share it with your friends. Question for you. Are you taking any more investment? You got a lot of people listening who might want to invest.
Yeah, because, again, this is just in Muskegon, Michigan. Half the country is not legal. There's areas still in Michigan that don't have dispensaries or grow facilities. And I'm going to just say this. There's definitely not enough African-American folks in the industry that want to be in it that can get in. So right now we partnering with the city of Muskegon. I want to try to get to the Hikes. If y'all listening, we can try to sit down some way. But I got a contract with the Hikes, with the city of Muskegon, where they provide monies, grant monies for students to come take our grow class. So we got a class in our grow facility where we show you from the seed to sale. We can show you from breaking the seed all the way to at the bartender, being a bartender, you know, even business side of it. So we got the whole organization right here. City helps pay for the students. If you're in the city of Muskegon and you want to get in the class, just contact us and we can get you with the paperwork you need to get done. The city will pay for it. So it's all about just trying to educate, man, and move on. As I stated, it's not legal in a lot of places. And we want to take our project and our program and plug and play. You know, we did it all ourselves. So there's nothing for us to go across the country, across the city, across the state, and set up other grow ops and stores. So I'm always taking money. Because I got a lot of plans and ideas, man. We got clothing. You can see we got the black market clothing, the green room garden. We got a whole clothing outline network we setting up. So we need money for that. We setting up a grow podcast where we can just educate folks on growing and give them the real business. Most growers, when I got in the game, they always gave us the wrong information. So we were going thinking we were doing something. They were setting us back, you know what I'm saying, a whole year because we were going in reverse. So we want to set up this educational podcast so we can give people the real game. I'll show you the nutrients that I grow with. If you go look on our social media page, we grow some really good product. And I want everybody that's growing to grow the same kind.
Wow. I don't know if you know, but Florida is taking it to the vote in November.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're medically right now, so they want to go recreational.
Yep. Yeah, man. And it's going to pass.
Yeah, it's going to pass everywhere, PA. It's going to get federally passed here soon. And I would like for us to be, you know, ahead of the curve, you know, being in e-commerce. I want to set up more growth facilities in Michigan. So when states like Georgia, Florida, they come legal, we'll be able to just buy some trucks and truck it out to these places until they get their grow operations going, kind of be ahead of the game. So I'm trying to give our people a plug and play, man, to the industry.
All right. We up on the screen. We got the days and time that you're open to 9 o'clock p.m. today throughout the week until Saturday. And you got short hours on Sundays. Now, suite number B, that's like the second door at 1839 Peck Street.
Yep, it's right. Our grow is right on the far end from Jars. And then the store is right off front. You'll see the big signs. We got signs for the grow in the store right off front. We're actually looking to open up the hours more. You know, in order to compete with the big fellas and the big money, I got to get up early and stay later. So I'm going to stay in the aisle, open the hours up from 8 a.m. in the morning, and then I'm going to try to go to 10 at night, you know. Right now it's 8:30 to 9, but I got to fight with the big guys, and I'm ready for the fight.
What specials? What kind of
specials? Well, we got the best special in town, man, on flour. Again, I'm from here. I know how picky we are with our flour. They want their flour really, really good. They ain't going to mess around with you. If they buy something bad from you, they ain't coming back, and I know that. So all our flour is hand-picked by me. I test everything before it comes in if I didn't personally grow it. But we got a special on grams. Everybody, all the other stores are charging double. You can come in and get a gram for $4 from us, and we have what we call a 3-gram pack. You get 3 grams of the same kind as 3 for $10. They selling grams for $7, $8 for one in most stores. So I wanted to make sure the community was able to come in and get some really, really good product for the lowest price you can spend. All my prices are lower than other stores.
Wow. Question for you, Idris. If you're dealing with arthritis, is there something for that?
Yes, sir. I have a couple things going on. Like I said, I had leg surgery. I got a titanium rod and screws in my leg, and some mornings, man, it's just unbearable. But, right. You know, I use up pretty much all forms, but I'll get up, I'll smoke me one, and or I got some rubs that I buy. And you can put this rub on you, man. I'm telling you, you're going to feel like you're a newborn baby. You can get it with the THC in it, or you can just get it without the THC, with just the CBD. And it ain't nothing but pain reliever, man. It's natural. It's what our people used to use before all this prescribed medications.
Wow.
Remember, it's a seed, man. It's been around before time.
Right. You're right. Yeah. The country of Ghana is waking up. The president just said that we need to make this legal.
Man, come on, let's go to Africa, PA. Let's get it.
Yeah, it's opportunity. I'm serious. Yeah. And I mean, I
dedicated my life.
Village,
this,
I gotta look at that for our village with all this land we have.
Yes, sir. We gotta put it to good use. But not only that though, man, it's really, really helpful. It's really, it's life changing. Like I got a sinus, I got nerve problem, man. I put that rub on me, man, and it's like it allows me to get up and go to work. I do 7 days a week, 10, 12 hours a day every day, man.
When I was in my 30s, Idris, and I'm letting this out to the public too, I had glaucoma when I was in my 30s. And when I got my laser eye surgery, my specialist told me, he said, well, if you would have smoked some marijuana, you wouldn't have had glaucoma.
Yep. That's the truth.
Like, wow.
That's true. Yeah. Well, you got to realize, PA, especially growing up in our communities, most of the information that we got was misinformation, right?
Right.
So with all the misinformation, everything had us going backwards instead of forward.
Exactly.
You know, my whole thing, my mission in life now is everything that I learned that I knew was wrong, I want to try to get it out there so we can start going in the right direction.
Make it right. That's what I'm talking about, brother. I appreciate you, man. Give out your telephone number.
My number, you can reach me at 231-375-4380. You can always leave me a voicemail or text message. I'm always working, but I promise I will get back. If you're interested in learning how to grow, you can get a hold to me then. We do hire. I got a full staff at the moment, but I do take resumes because when somebody leaves or moves on or transitions to a higher position, I'd rather have the resumes there so I can go through them and then bring people in accordingly.
I want to see the growing facility. You do tours?
Yeah, man. I got two of them now. We just finished our second growth facility. It's three times the size as the first one. We actually just cut down our first harvest. It's my first big harvest. I just been working, man. It's just really, really an honor to be able to see all your hard work starting to show pay off. And you can see it in other people. Like I got staff, man. I'm paying their bills and buying groceries for folks, you know, it's just a whole different feeling.
It is, man. When a family, feeding family, changing lives.
Sir. Yes, sir. Changing I employ lives. Like almost 20 people, man, and growing.
Wow. That's what's up. Smith Skeegee, y'all need support this brother, support what he's been doing. Y'all know him. He's been in this community, nothing but love. Black Market right down the street from, and big up to the city of Muskegon, because I know they went out of they made sure they accommodated you.
They did, man. They worked with us, man, and they were really, really good to us. When we came up short on things, they were patient with us and worked with us. They put in my other building in the zone for me so we can continue with the school. They paying $5,000 a head for students to go through the whole class. Like, they really bending over backwards to help us be successful, and that's important being small like we are.
Exactly. Big Rob say, can he get an interview? Can he get a tour after the interview?
Yeah, come on, man. Anytime I give out tours, I want to inspire people, man. I want somebody to leave from around me and take their dreams and go to new heights and inspire somebody else. That's how we got to do it. One person at a time, man.
And before we go, this is not in the same category as cigarettes, is it? Should marijuana be put in the same
category? No, sir, because cigarettes are harmful for you. Cigarettes cause cancer. Cigarettes has a bunch of negativities to it. Okay, I'm not saying that smoking in any form may not be harmful to lungs, because that wasn't what they were created to do, but it's very minimal. And again, you don't have to smoke the plant in order to get the benefits from. There's benefits from this. There's no benefit from tobacco, man. I mean, it's not.
All right, Idris, man, good brother. Thank you so much, man. And I'm looking forward to getting my tour too.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you having us on. If you haven't been to the shop, please stop. Don't listen to the negative stigma. We are really here for you guys. We got some of the best product. I promise you, you will never come in there and buy some product that you absolutely hate. Everybody had their different choices, but I really, you know, pride myself in making sure we got very quality product, and I'm always going to be lower than the other folks. I'm always going to make sure it's affordable for you. I got folks come in that only have enough money, man. I go out of my pocket and put the rest in because I want you to get what you came to get.
Wow. You're the man. God bless, brother. We'll see you next time.
Yes, sir, man. Blessings to you. Thank you.